Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show at HealthyLife.net, April 9th, 2008, and it is already an extraordinary, extraordinary radio show. I have as my very, very special guest today, Greg Braden, one of the foremost pioneers in creating the paradigm shift that may help this planet to its next level of evolution. And we're going to be talking to him momentarily, but I just wanted to first just tell you, number one, we do have Greg Braden today on the show, and it's going to be great, and we're going to be talking about his brand new book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, subtitled Shattering the Paradigm of False Limits, and that's going to be great. Also want to just tell you that the Global Sound Conference is taking place. We had Alex Thury last month as our guest, and Alex is a lovely being, and the Global Sound Conference is taking place Mother's Day weekend in Los Angeles, and I'll be there along with a gazillion other people from the sciences, from the arts, from the music and health industries. It's going to be quite an interesting gathering, so I just wanted to remind you about that. And I will also tell you that my book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, is doing very well, and we're going to do a special broadcast next month where my wife and sometimes co-host, Andy Goldman, is going to interview me about the book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, because I thought it would be a little bit interesting if, it's hard to interview yourself. But it's not too hard to interview really fascinating, really extraordinary visionary people such as Greg Braden. And I believe Greg is on the line. And what I would simply like to do is give you, for those of you who don't know, although I've received a lot of emails, etc., from most everybody knows who Greg is. But here I'm going to clear my throat and read you the bio that we have. Greg Braden is an inspiring speaker, scientist, and teacher. He's an internationally renowned pioneer in bridging science and spirituality. A New York Times bestselling author, Greg spent many years as a scientist working for major corporations before the global crisis of the late 20th century inspired him to begin a full-time quest for solutions that he believes survive in the oldest records of our past for more than 20 years. Greg has searched high mountain villages, remote monasteries, and forgotten texts to uncover their timeless secrets. To date, his work has led to such paradigm-shattering books as The Isaiah Effect, The God Code, The Divine Matrix, and The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, his latest. Greg's work is now published in 11 languages in 23 countries. It shows us beyond any reasonable doubt that we have the power to reverse disease, redefine aging, and even change reality itself by embracing the focused power of human belief as the quantum language of change. Greg is also a colleague and a friend who's collaborated with me on the co-creation of the CD, The Divine Name. We've taught together, made music together, and exchanged extraordinary information with each other on a frequent basis. This is Greg's second appearance on the Healing Sound Show. I am so very excited to discuss his new work today with you and with him, and will undoubtedly be an extraordinary vehicle for transformation. It's my great pleasure to welcome Greg Braden. Hi, Greg. You there?
Well, good morning, Jonathan. I am here, and I just want to thank you for your kind words. Wow, what a a really beautiful way to start my day. and yes, we're doing one more radio program together in addition to all the other things we've done together. And I have to tell you, we launched our book a week ago, Wednesday, today, and they have set up the interviews. Each day I receive a little Excel spreadsheet to just list all my interviews from day to day. And when I saw your name come up as the very first one for today, I had a big smile on my face, and I'm just thrilled to be here with you today. So I want to thank you for inviting me on the program.
Well, it's a real blessing, and I know we're going to be taking a break relatively soon, so I'm not going to get into too much of a discussion, but I'd like to suggest a few things. Number one, your new book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, is, I really perceive it as being one of the most, and I'm saying this from as an objective a place as I can be, one of the most important books that I have read recently, and it just is so, if you like, you know, such a blessing that it's manifested on the earth. So we'll take our break, and then we will basically come back and begin to discuss various aspects of it. And for the show, I wanted to, if possible, you know, we have an outline, and yet I know we're going to sort of, if you like, resonate to different places, but I'd like to talk about the book for a while, various aspects of the book. And then toward the end of the show, talk about also the relationship of perhaps sound and sacred language to this whole thing. And finally talking about some of your new work and projects, including the Global Coherence Project. Does that sound like a reasonable plan?
Sounds like we have a very full hour. I'll meet you back here right after the break.
All right. Well, I'm going to play just a little drop of music. I always like to do that, so to get everybody attuned and whatnot. And this is actually... this is from the Seven Secrets of Sound Healing and from the De-Stress album, which is actually just written up in the number one women's magazine online, something like Glam or something like that. And they were just cracking me up. They sent me the review today, so they have me and Enya together. What an honor. Here we go. So a little bit of music.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of healthylife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Hi, you are with Jonathan Goldman on the Healing Sound Show with my special guest, Greg Braden. And, gosh, I don't know where to begin. I would like Greg, who is a colleague and a dear friend, to really take this away, because, Greg, I have heard you basically just talk for hours on this extraordinary subject. So I'll just simply ask you a question, and perhaps you can go from there, because there are so many different questions that I can pop in. But you've had the God Code, the Divine Matrix, and now the Spontaneous Healing of Belief. I guess my first question would be, how would you best summarize, first of all, this new book in relationship to your other ones? I'd like to suggest with that on a level, this book is so important because there are aspects, while it's not a science book, I like to perceive of it almost as a science behind the secret. In other words, telling us scientifically and on a level of, this current paradigm, how things work to shift and change your consciousness, which is why it's so important for mainstream. But let me stop talking and let you have an opportunity.
You're doing
to
a great
talk.
Job. Well, I heard three different questions in
yes,
that question. So
that's right.
You know, a little context. When I was working in the defense industry in the late 1980s, during the last years of the Cold War, I was right there, not far from you, in Denver, Colorado. I began working on a book and helping us to redefine our relationship to ourselves, to the world, to a greater existence, possibly beyond anything we've ever even acknowledged in the past. And what I found very quickly, Jonathan, was that book could have been a really big book. So big that nobody would have read it. It would have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. And so I had to make a choice. Do I go forward with a book like that, or do I break the material into logical sections, logical breakpoints, treat each one as its own topic, and do my best to make it as relevant in the time in history as I can when I release that book, so to make the information relevant to what's happening in our world and in our personal lives at that time, and I chose to do the latter. So all of the books, while they're different from one another, they all dovetail to give us a very empowering view of our world in general, our relationship to the world, and the gift, the inner power that we are each born with to participate, not to control or manipulate, but rather to participate in the world, in our lives, the healing of our bodies, the abundance, both our spiritual and material abundance, the success of our careers and our relationships, is all different as they sound from one another. They're all linked through very fundamental principles that are evolving through these different books. So 1 year ago, Jonathan, you and I were doing a program on a book that had just been released called The Divine Matrix.
Yes.
Bridging Time, Space, Miracles, and Belief. And that book, the purpose of that book was to, it was a result of 22 years of research, identifying the fact, and it is no longer a theory or a metaphor, it's a scientific fact, that there's a field of energy that underlies all physical reality, everything in our lives and our world, and that field connects everything, and that there is a language that we are born with that allows us to communicate with that field. This book, the new one, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, is the book that explores that language. I didn't want the very empowering information of heart-based feeling and emotion and belief. I didn't want that to get lost as a little sidebar in the greater book of the Divine Matrix. So the Divine Matrix helps us to understand this field, where it comes from, how it works, how we relate to it, and begins, it opens the door to the possibility that we interact with this field. The new book is specifically about that interaction with the field, and it is a blend of the wisdom, 5,000-7,000-year-old wisdom of our past, with the best science of today, because everyone learns differently, showing us that we, in fact, are born with speaking the nonverbal language of the human heart, and it is that language now that has been scientifically documented with the ability to literally, this isn't a metaphor, but literally rearrange the atoms of our physical reality and change the chemistry in our bodies. And the beauty is, we don't have to know any of it. Excuse me. We just have a feeling. But if we know how these feelings work, and the mechanism that allows them to empower us in our lives, it seems to make it easier for us to identify with those. So that's a long answer to a short question, but it lays a foundation now for everything we'll do this hour.
Well, it's interesting as you're talking about that. I have to admit that while I was reading your book, I was also guided to rewatch the movie The Matrix.
Mm.
And there were, on certain levels, a lot of similarities just in terms of our belief. And, you know, that movie, of course, a lot of it is about Neo, the character played by Keanu Reeves, overcoming his belief of what reality is so that he can reach a new level of evolution. And it was a beautiful thing to do, to be watching that and then reading your book and watching that a little bit. I didn't do it all at one time, and it was great. But
well, you know, it's interesting because the book, The Matrix, was that, or the series, the movie series, was based on the principles that were first identified in the mid-20th century by the father of quantum theory, Max Planck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that coined the term, the matrix, for this underlying field of energy. He said that matter doesn't work the way we think it works. He said there really isn't any matter the way we think of it. And underneath everything that we experience as our physical world, he says we must assume the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. And he said this mind is the matrix of all matter. And it was based on his work and those principles that the story evolved, and eventually the series, the movie series, was created. And it was a very powerful series, and I have to tell you, Jonathan, I think they could have done so much more.
Yep.
The principles were good, and I'm glad it opened the door to a mainstream discussion of those principles. And then it kind of went into a shoot 'em up for Hollywood.
Yeah.
So many of the really mind-expanding movies do, but I think it served its purpose. And it,
yeah, the very first one had a couple of really fine lines, you know, such as, you know, do not think it, know it, and the other one when the kid's bending the spoon, and there is no spoon, that type of thing. But let me ask you a question, because getting more back to your work, there are two basic scientific assumptions that were done in the 19th century that appear to have been, shall we say, incorrect, and led us to a current paradigm system that may not be as it is. Could you tell us a little bit about those experiments?
Absolutely. You know, the best minds of our time tell us that this is the context for everything that we're doing here. The best minds of our time now are telling us that this generation is facing the greatest challenges of any generation in recorded human history, both in the magnitude of what we're facing and the number of different challenges, everything from new diseases to climate change to depletion of resources and the way we're using energy and the growing possibility of war, the possibility of a nuclear war. No single generation has ever had to face all of these challenges at the same time. And the reason that's important is because the same experts are telling us that for us to transcend the challenges of our time, we must think of ourselves and our world in a way that we never have before. We must think of ourselves differently. And with that is the backdrop, I cannot help but believe two of the places where our thinking is changing now are the two false assumptions that science has made for the last couple of hundred years about our world. As good as our science is, we know it's incomplete, and it is because it's based on these two false assumptions. The first false assumption, is that 96% of the universe is empty space, that only 4% of the universe contains anything at all. And now the new discoveries, the new science is showing us that that's absolutely not true. There is no empty space. There's something everywhere. It may not be in a form that we expect to see it, but with dark energy, dark matter, with physical matter, we know that 100% of the universe is occupied. There is no empty space. So that's the first false assumption that science has made for the last few hundred years. The second false assumption is what brings us into the fold, and that is that our inner experiences of thought, feeling, emotion, and belief have no effect upon the world beyond our bodies. And we now know, by virtue of this field that connects everything, when we create very precise qualities of feeling and emotion and belief in our hearts, this is heart-based experience, that the effects extend beyond our bodies into the world around us, and literally have the power to interrupt the flow of space and time and rearrange the atoms of physical matter. And that sounds like a miraculous science fiction, and it's precisely what our own science is showing us, and it also is aligned with what our most cherished spiritual and ancient traditions have always told us is available for us if we choose to learn the language that allows these things, the nonverbal language of the heart that allows these things to unfold in our lives. So these are the two false assumptions now that, you know, there has to be a generation that bridges the old ways of knowing with what is being discovered in the new ways of being, and we're living that generation right now. So it's interesting because our listeners right now, your children's textbooks will tell you that the space between things is empty and that everything is separate from everything else and that we have very little effect on the world beyond our bodies. Yet the new science, it's so new, it's not even in the textbooks yet, in obscure peer-reviewed journals, is saying just the opposite. And it is so aligned, using a different language, with those traditions that are 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years old.
What a powerful, powerful message of hope that is, though, for not only ourselves, but our children and our children's children's children. And this is really extraordinary. I also hope that those textbooks will include the information that Nikola Tesla was responsible for inventing the radio. Little smile there, but just beautiful. And we're going to be going to a break momentarily. So as we do, as we come out of our communication, then we'll talk a little bit about miracles. We'll talk about miracles in the next episode of the Healing Sound Show with my guest, Greg Braden.
Healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life. Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, coral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation and for healing. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki chants, as beautiful as it is healing. You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio on the Web.
It is Wednesday, April 9th, 2008. You are on the Healing Sounds show with Jonathan Goldman and my special guest, Greg Braden. And we are just talking about all sorts of really interesting things. I said we'd talk about miracles in this next section because you have, throughout your writings, stories that might be considered miraculous. And I certainly, in your workshops, lectures, et cetera, you also present information about that. And I was thinking myself of not only, you know, miraculous experiences that I had, but how at times things that might be considered miraculous or ridiculous would then later become almost accepted phenomena. When I was a little kid, I used to, you know, tell my doctor that I could, I was raise or lower my blood pressure, my pulse, my heart, you know, at will. And the guy looked at me and was like, sure you can, kid. Then at, you know, about 20 years later or so, I don't remember, you know, I had told the next doctor, whoever it was, and said, biofeedback.
Well, what a difference 20 years can make.
So go on the topic of miracles, my friend, please.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was writing this book, you know, there are a lot of really good books about beliefs that are out there. And I had to ask myself, I had to be really clear of why I was writing this, what I could possibly add to the volumes of literature regarding the power of belief and the role that it may play in our lives. And one of the things I began to find is the role of miracles in belief. In the past, you know, 500 years ago, 1,500, 2,000, 5,000 years ago, the masters would use what today we would call miracles to help their students shift their belief systems, to shift the paradigm of what they accepted as possible in their lives. So the student would see something that completely blows the boundaries of everything that they held true before they saw that miracle, and once they've seen it, then they have to shift their belief system to accommodate what they've seen. And I also have learned over the years that everyone learns differently. And that people in the West learn differently than people in the East. We're an information-based society, a science-based society. So when I wrote this book, what I chose to do was to use both, to use science and miracles to share with our readers possibilities. You know, we're not trying to convince or persuade anyone of anything, but rather lead the reader to a place where it makes sense to open the possibilities of a greater existence. So in the book, what I will do often is I will share a miracle as we've witnessed it in a monastery in Tibet or in the medicineless healing video that we shared with the workshops and I described in the book. I'll share the miracle and my experience of the miracle, and then I'll share the science behind the miracle that helps us to understand what it is. And between those two, depending on how people learn. Some people read the miracle and they don't want to know the science. Some people read the science and then in their mind they connect the dots. They say, aha, you know, if we have a feeling, it creates this pattern of energy, this field, and this field physically changes the DNA of our bodies, and that DNA is you know, what's responsible for the cell's healing, you know, something like that. And they will need the data to connect the information, and then it leads them to the place where they say, of course, you know, this makes perfect sense. And in that way, the shifting of their belief, the shattering of their paradigm of false limits, is a natural progression. It's not something that's forced. It's the logical outcome from seeing the mechanism, the nuts and bolts of how things work. Before we finish our hour today, I'll share some of those mechanisms, but this is I think the role that miracles have played in our lives in the past, and the role that science now plays for us in the West today, and in many ways science has replaced the role of the miracle. Although we both, or we all, I think, respond to both. So I've done my best to weave them all together into, you know, true life accounts, case histories, the narrative, my stories that of what we've experienced, and then the research that goes along with it. And I have to tell you, Jonathan, it was a very healing book for me to write this, to pull this together. And it came together in just a little over 60 days. It was actually...
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you know, in terms of writing on a computer, I'd worked on the notes on,
right, sure,
on the airplanes and in hotel rooms and just, you know, walking through airports and mentally arranging it. But the actual writing came together in just a little over 60 days, and then with the edits, it took 90 days.
And also in this book, you have some really... If you like, wonderful exercises that a reader can partake in order to help shift their belief system, which is just really great.
Well, it is. It was useful to me, and I was able to offer some worksheets in the book only because we have now used these in live audiences for over 20 years, and many of them have been in audiences that were non-English speaking audiences. So we've gone through these exercises using translators, and that, you know, I never really know how well it translates. But when we talk about beliefs, what we all know, if people are listening to this show, then I know and they know that many of our beliefs we're not aware of. They are unconscious or subconscious beliefs. So the purpose of these exercises is usually if you ask people to help identify their own subconscious beliefs, their mind and their ego are so good that they'll answer just the right questions just the right way to make themselves appear the way they would like for others to see them. So the purpose of these exercises is to answer the questions, seemingly random, independent questions that are not related to one another, and at the end, we take those answers and we plug them into a template that gives us a very clear view of some of our deepest and perhaps least conscious beliefs about ourselves, our primary caretakers, and the way we see the world, and then how we can resolve or reconcile or change some of those beliefs if we'd like to.
We're going into commercial, and I want to continue this discussion, and then I want to move our discussion over to the power not only of, sound and sacred language and some observations I had about the sound and sacred language and your book and stuff like that. But for the moment, I would just like to honor the both of us with this little excerpt from the divine name called, this piece called Awakening, and then I'm going to play something for you in the next part that you, I don't think I've ever heard, but for a moment, as we go into a commercial, we'll just let our audience and ourselves sort of just resonate to this energy of, it's like one of the sacred names from many, many, many years ago being resonated. Ah, yes, I have to turn up the volume, don't I? A miracle.
healing sounds intensive. A unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same. Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Hi, you're with me, Jonathan Goldman, on the Healing Sound Show, and my special guest, Greg Braden, and, well, I had wanted to talk about the role of sound and music and sacred language at this point, but I just feel really so guided to continue for a moment our discussion about miracles. In my first book, Healing Sounds, I talked about the fact that I had observed a lot of miraculous things occur through sound, but there were never video cameras around to record them. And then, by gosh and by golly, Greg, in your workshops, you show this extraordinary video of basically a tumor dissolving, and this is done from a medicineless clinic in China. And it's one of those things that people see it and they get it. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how, you know, here in the West we learn differently, and this is one of the things, either the science or just, you know, the sound or the visuals of something miraculous occurring, and all of a sudden there's that aha moment that can literally shift reality. Can you describe this for a minute before we turn this back on to the concept of sound?
Well, sure. The film that you're talking about, it was I share it with permission. I know the man that filmed it. He was a Qigong master. He still is. I believe he's in China right now. His name is Luke Chen, a beautiful man. And he and his brother Frank have trained many people throughout the world in their traditions. And in their tradition, they incorporate the principles of the things that we're talking about that are so fundamental in other traditions as well. There are yogic practices, there are martial arts practices, Reiki practices, hands-on healing, touch for health, many other traditions that are using the power of human emotion, human feeling to affect change in the physical world. The bottom line, I just want to say this before we shift gears, the bottom line in terms of the way we do this, that all of these principles are making use of, is simply this. It's a discovery within the last 2 or 3 years, and Western science has documented the fact, and this is, again, now a fact, that the human heart is the largest generator of electrical information in the body, of electrical fields, and it's the largest generator, the strongest generator of magnetic fields in the human body. The reason this is important is because our physical world is made largely of electrical and magnetic fields. We've all heard this, the electromagnetic spectrum. Our own physics textbooks will tell us if we can change the energy, either the electrical energy surrounding matter or the magnetic fields surrounding matter. If we can change either of those fields, that we can change the way the atoms of that matter behave, and the human heart does both. When we create a feeling or a belief. What we now know is that it is focused in the organ in our body, the human heart, that creates the same fields of energy that the stuff of the universe is made of. So when we learn to hone the quality of the feelings, this is the nonverbal language of feeling in our hearts as if the outcome of our prayers or our heart's desire has already happened, feeling as if the healing has already occurred or the abundance is already there or the peace between nations already exists. When we create those kinds of feelings and we give thanks of gratitude and appreciation for the outcome that we're already feeling in our hearts, what we're doing, the reality of what we're doing is we're creating the electrical and the magnetic blueprints that allow the quantum stuff of our world to form around those blueprints, to congeal around those blueprints. That's how we shift our physical reality. And this is what is viewed as a miracle until we understand the mechanism. And then it's no longer a miracle. It becomes a technology. It's a very powerful inner technology. And, of course, sound and voice can be a very powerful part of this. So we can segue into that part of the conversation, but I wanted just to share that the new science is validating the fact that we influence the world far beyond our bodies. We may influence the world far beyond our bodies through the language of feeling, emotion, and belief in the heart, and that's what this book is all about.
Indeed, and it's extraordinary. I'm torn between going into sound and going into the Global Coherence Project, but let's go into sound because I have a question for you, which is simply this.
Yeah, we have time, Jonathan. We have time. We'll do both.
Okay. Well, you know, after the next section, if we don't get it, but you know, we'll go into Global Coherence, of course. But actually, on page 59 of your book, I have it right here. You have this basically illustration showing the old mechanical model of the atom, you know, which looks at like the to spiraling things, and then a quantum model of the atom as concentration of energy. And I looked at that, and folks, you can't see it, but they look like, almost
like concentric rings of energy is the kind of the way it comes across in the, they're called photomicrographs. When they're documenting what an atom looks like now, the old model is a model of things orbiting other things, like little solar systems. And the new model is of concentric rings of energy that where the focus of that energy shifts from ring to ring and location to location. But the difference is there are no things orbiting other things. There are places and concentrations of energy, and that's the new model of a quantum atom. I believe
that's what
you're looking at.
When I looked at that quantum atom, Greg, I thought cymatics, which is it looks like a cymatics picture, which is the work of, for example, Dr. Hans Jenny, or just, you know, if you take a drop of water and, you know, put it into a body of water, a pool makes these concentric rings as well. And sound makes those concentric rings, and I thought, this is so interesting, because indeed, if, as many people perceive of, you know, vibration is the essence of it all, then, you know, this is another indication that an atom simply is vibration.
Absolutely, and that's, for our listeners that may not be familiar with cymatics, it is the ability to make visible the patterns in a medium that would normally be invisible patterns of vibration, and they're very powerful, beautiful, and very predictable patterns. Certain tones will always create the same pattern, and this appears to be the way energy works in our world. If we create the right vibration in our hearts, or through the power of sound, as we're talking about now, that the stuff that our world is made of will conform to that with predictable, repeatable patterns, and it's a very powerful way of seeing our relationship to the world and what makes things the way they are.
Cool. Well, listen, I'm just going to play this for a moment. I'll tell you what it is later, but basically it's, what if the divine name that we worked on were multiplied thousands of times? What would be the sound of thousands of people chanting the divine name? And this is, I did this in my studio, this is what it is. Give a listen for just a second. It's the ah sound.
pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams. From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Jonathan Goldman, The Healing Sounds Show, guest Greg Braden. Let us continue. We went out listening to this sort of multi-track divine name, Ah Sound, and during break, Greg and I were actually discussing the significance of the Ah sound and as being perhaps a universal sound found in so many different traditions. But, Greg, I want to get back to your book for a second, because at the almost very, 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 very end of the book, you have right before, you present many different, you present many different belief systems that you, belief codes that you coalesce together at the very, very end. But right before that, the page before it, you get into prayer as program, mm-hmm. and basically the concept of using the Lord's Prayer. When we speak the words of the code, mm-hmm. they're designed to create the heart-based belief of healing and miracles. Would you speak on that, my friend?
Well, absolutely. You know, Jonathan, it's interesting. A growing number of mainstream scientists in peer-reviewed academic journals, so these aren't fringe researchers now, these are mainstream scientists, they're using the metaphor of a computer to describe the way the universe works. They say it appears in many ways that we live inside of a massive consciousness computer. And the reason I chose to use that in the book is because it is such a powerful metaphor, as every computer has programs that get things done within that computer. The consciousness computer of the universe appears to have programs as well, and we call those programs feeling and belief. And when we really begin to look at how a computer program works, and we compare that to the great prayers of our past, there are striking parallels, and that's what I identified in the book. Every computer program, for example, whether it has 3 million lines of computer programming or if it only has three little sentences, every program is the same in that they all contain these three parts. There's the beginning of the program, the initialization statements, the beginning that bring together everything that's needed to get things done. There are statements that are called the work statements that do the work, the calculations or whatever it is. And there's the completion or the closure of the computer program. In prayer, when we look at the great prayers of our past, from the Buddhist to the Muslim prayers of peace, to the Jewish prayers, the Judeo-Christian prayers, what we find is the great prayers of our past fall into the same categories as the lines of code on a computer program. And I used perhaps the best-known prayer in the West, the Lord's Prayer, to demonstrate that. So in the Lord's Prayer, we begin looking at, in the very beginning, the begin statements. They don't do anything. They're not asking us to do any work. They are creating the opening into the field of awareness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. These are statements that allow us to connect with that greatness of something larger than ourselves. That's the begin statements. The next statements are the instructions where we're inviting forgiveness into our lives. Forgive us or give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our sins. These are the work statements.
Mm.
And then the closure, again, is are the completion statements. They're not asking us to do anything. It's bringing resolution, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Or in the Aramaic, it's la'alam, amin, amen. Very
right.
Powerful closing statements. And the parallels between the metaphor of the way a computer program accesses our operating system of a Macintosh or an IBM and the way our prayers access the operating system of consciousness are they're very striking parallels.
Right, and that's, I love, you know, the Aramaic beginning of the Lord's Prayer, which I like to translate as, O Creator of the Shimmering Sound. But let's now bring our attention just briefly to the Global Consciousness Project, the Global Coherence Project. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
I certainly can. There is a discovery was made within just the last couple of years that there is literally a layer of the atmosphere, part of what is called the ionosphere, that pulses in the same frequencies as the human heart when it is in coherence with our brain. And when we experience coherence in our bodies, it is when we are speaking the language, feeling, believing in our hearts. The language of peace, appreciation, love, compassion. So when we're creating that coherence in our bodies, it literally is reflected in the atmosphere around us. This is a project, a science-based initiative that allows us to measure this in the atmosphere when many people get together, and everyone benefits from only a few learning to do this. You can go to the website, www.gregbraden.com, and there's a button in the middle of the home page that will tell people everything they need to know about the Global Coherence Project, pioneered by the Institute of Heart Math in Boulder Creek, California.
Is it going to be focused on one particular day?
It will launch in late May or early June, and not necessarily on a day, but they're training 100,000 people to create this coherence that can be measured in the atmosphere, and it gives a whole new meaning to the Gaia concept of our relationship to the world around us in a very tangible way.
What an extraordinary and powerful and positive conclusion to this communication with each other here on the Healing Sound Show. Greg, once again, I want to remind our listening audience that the name of your book is The Spontaneous Healing of Belief. Your website, well, anybody can just Google Greg Braden, and hopefully it'll take you to gregbraden.com or any of the other places. And it's just such an extraordinary honor to have you here and to share with our listening audience. Will you come back again?
Absolutely, Jonathan. I'm thrilled to be here. It's an honor. Jay, I want to thank our sound engineer for his good work today. And Jonathan, I say, God bless you, all of our listeners. And until next time, I appreciate all the work you do. Thank you for being such a gracious host.
Thank you.
Try the Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you. The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hey, and as we close out, thank you for being with us today. This is Jonathan Goldman. My guest has been Greg Braden, and you're here at the HealthyLife.net. And once again, indeed, thank you, Jay, for being a fabulous engineer. And next show, May 14th, and this one is going to be really a lot of fun with my co-host, Annie Goldman. She's going to be interviewing me on the 7 Secrets of Sound Healing, so I can sort of share some of the extraordinary information in that book to you. And we're going to just have a great time, so we'll see you then. And thanks a lot. Many blessings of light and love through sound to everyone who's listening. And remember, the power of miracles.
Hi, this is Anamika, a spiritual teacher and guide. I invite you to tune in to Awakening with Anamika on